30th is almost complete. Sure doesn't feel like it from my perspective. My driveway has been a mess.
We laugh, but we share your pain there, Mickey.
Trust us. My goodness. I actually have two driveways right now because they've had to make me a temporary driveway. So I will be glad to actually get on my driveway again.
I bet you will.
I'll bet.
Well, that's great news.
Yes.
But
yes.
Could we segue in saying that we are paving the way maybe to maybe more folks getting vaccinated here through the Vax to Normal efforts?
Perfect, and that is why you do the job you do. Yes, that's right. We need to definitely pave the way, and we're trying to do that with our Vax to Normal campaign.
Well, how are things going here on the incentive side of things? Specifically, I guess maybe roughly how many people do we have now that are part of the hopper here on the weekly drawings?
You know, we have topped 1,000, so we've got quite a lot of people that have been vaccinated and entered to win the drawings. It's real exciting to see those drawings happen every week. Just a lot of fun.
Yeah, $2,200 in prizes given away, and as Mickey mentioned, over 1,000 people have been registered. And if you have been vaccinated, please log on to GEADisasterrelieffund.org. It's very simple. The process is very easy. Just fill that out, and you are eligible for the prizes. And what did we have given away last week, Mickey?
Well, we had some great prizes again last week. 6 people were the lucky winners. We had some Brown's gift cards. We had some Mr. G's wash books. So individuals that won that were able to do 5 free executive-level washes. And I don't know about you, but if you've ever been through there, it is a lot of fun, and you do come out looking squeaky clean. And then we also had some prizes that were Emporia Main Street gift cards. And so, you know, individuals that won those gift cards could choose from over 250 businesses that are Main Street members to go and spend their winnings at. One of those was a gift from United Healthcare. They've been a great partner for us through this Vax to Normal campaign, really just helping us to support vaccinations in our community.
Well, so let's talk here about the grand prize drawing September 10th. Well, actually, before I do that, let's talk about this upcoming Friday. What's going to be on the table, at least, for what you have right now?
Well, you know, we will have some more great prizes that are $50 in value. We'll definitely have some Emporia Main Street gift cards. Those are always a, you know, standard prize on our weekly giveaways. And then we'll have, you know, a few other prizes from some of the vendors that we've used in the past, some of the Main Street members and others that have donated. You know, such as we've had in the past, we've had gifts from Brown's and Radius and Sweet Granada and the Arts Council, Gravel City, Roasters, Granada. We had some tickets to one of their concerts there. I think I said Sweet Granada and Granada Coffee Company. So we've just had a real big variety. And I think we'll see some more of those vendors again this week.
And you do those drawings Friday, do you not?
10 a.m. every Friday. Go to our Facebook page, which is the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund, and you get to watch the big wheel of names spin. You know, it's funny, the first week that we watched it, you could see some of the names going by on the wheel because their piece of the pie was a little bit larger. This week, it's almost dizzying to watch the names go by because we've had so many people supportive of our campaign.
Outstanding.
Well, what about that grand prize? The drawing coming up on September 10th, and I've been, you know, hearing a buzz about how big this is going to be.
Yeah, you know, we are the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund is committed to, you know, thousands of dollars in value for our grand prize and runner-up prizes, and we also have a youth prize that will be for those who are 12 to 17. That will be a specific prize just for them. I'm pretty sure, I hope I can announce it because I'm going to, we have partnered with High Gear, and we are going to offer a bike and a gift certificate to the youth prize winner. So that will be
awesome.
You know, several hundreds. I think it'll be over $1,000 in value on that prize. So that one is really exciting. We'll have a tailgating package that'll be valued at about $1,000 and have some great pieces to that package. That'll be our runner-up prize. And then we have, I'm not sure we're ready to announce our grand prize yet because we haven't solidified all of the details, but I can tell you, like I said, thousands of dollars in value, and I think it'll be an exciting one that people will be really hoping that they win.
And again, all you need to do to be eligible for the weekly prizes, and if you want a weekly prizes, you're throwing back in the hopper for the grand prize, by the way. All you need to do is log on to GEADisasterrelieffund.org if you're vaccinated, and to get that information filled out. If you're not vaccinated, this is a good incentive to get out and get that done. Mickey, thanks a bunch. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mickey.
Always happy to be here, guys.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you later. Mickey Edwards, who's the CEO of the United Way of the Flint Hills, the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund, is a local collaboration of KVOE, the Emporia Community Foundation, Emporia Main Street, and the United Way of the Flint Hills. And our Newsmaker 2, which was our Vax Update, brought to you by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 208-6777 for a free consultation.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth